G'day, this is Nerky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. Continuing the discussion on my rights versus your rights in the Conspiracy Theory podcast feed. I'd just like to thank Benevolent Heretic for responding to my last podcast. She mentioned that regardless of other people's intent to offend her, she still chooses whether or not she can take offence at what they're saying. I think that's something that we should all be aspiring to do. In being responsible for our own emotions and being held accountable for our own emotions, we have a choice to be offended by people, even if they are intending to offend us. You also mentioned that in America they allow racists the right to have their opinion. Unfortunately, you do get the good and the bad with freedom of speech, but you can't deny one without having the whole system crash anyway. You can't say, no opinions for you racists, while allowing everyone else to do it. That's exclusion. And that's something that the conspiracy behind political correctness seems to be trying to do. You also mentioned that you draw the line at racist action, as opposed to simply racist thought and racist opinion. I'd have to agree with that too. Trying to suppress comments here about the Spanish Inquisition.
No one expects a Spanish Inquisition!
But I'm a little bit more aversive towards seeing thousands of people slaughtered in the name of a god instead of just seeing someone stand in the middle of the street screaming, I hate all you damn Muslims, blah, 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 blah. I'd know I'd definitely rather see the protester than another Inquisition and thousands of people slaughtered. The American Constitution mentions that you have the right, or the freedom of speech and of press. But it doesn't say anything about the freedom of action. I've been doing a little bit of thinking, and I think I may have come up with the two ugly sides, or the two ugly faces of political correctness. On one side, we have the exclusatory side, or the exclusion side, where they purposely try to exclude things to avoid indirectly offending people, basically to stop other people offending a certain group of people, instead of the person that's making the rules offending the people. This relates to things such as oppression of the right to your own freedoms in society, like denying people the right to wear burqas in school or other religious headgear in schools, and the removal of Christian symbolism from government. These are intended to stop other people from offending the people that might be offended by religious symbolism. Now, on the other side of the scale, we have the inclusion and favoritism side of the fence, of political correctness. This is primarily to stop directly offending someone, mostly because of xenophobia. On the exclusion side of the fence of political correctness, we have the changing of laws and morals to avoid offending the majority of the population. On the favoritism and inclusion side of the fence of political correctness, which mostly relates to the xenophobia part of political correctness, we have people avoiding offending a small minority instead of the group collective. On this side of the fence, they try to make one minority happy. This is also known as selective xenophobia, or it's a part of selective xenophobia. Usually all other minorities are completely ignored in trying to make this one minority happy. An example that I can think of for this is Holocaust awareness of the Jewish Holocaust in World War II. No other minorities in the rest of the world care about what happened to the Holocaust, but for some reason Israel's keeping it going throughout the school system. We're ignoring other Holocausts that have happened throughout the last few hundred years, mostly the bombing of Japan in World War II by the Americans. We rarely ever hear about that in high school, yet we hear a lot about the Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust. Unfortunately, this side of the fence of political correctness is more likely to give other minorities the hey, what about me mentality. In trying to make one minority happy, we've ticked off the rest of them. But this side of the fence doesn't remove any freedoms. It actually allows more freedoms and encourages them. Whereas on the exclusion side of the fence, we try to deny people their freedoms and blanket them all into the same majority. Well, I think that sums it up. If anyone needs any clarification on this thing, just let me know and come up with another podcast or two. Well, this is Nurky signing out from an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast because he needs more sleep. Good night.
Infinite Global Consciousness.